Mushers and their dogs take to the trails this weekend for the Apostle Islands Sled Dog Race. Julie Buckles fell in love with dog sledding and then watched her daughter take off in the sport.
20 years ago, I stood on a wintry main street of La Pointe on Madeline Island in freezing, blowing, below-zero weather for the first ever Apostle Island Sled Dog Race. My boyfriend Charlie and I watched a handful of mushers take off into the blizzard and then darted into the only bar open for business to wait for their return. I was new to my relationship, to northern Wisconsin, and to dog sledding. 5 years later, my now husband, Charlie, presented me with a team of Huskies for my birthday. What I really wanted was a baby, but that wasn't working out. Charlie says he didn't get me dogs to fill the void. He just wanted more options for winter wilderness travel. Regardless, I suddenly owned a kennel of adolescent Siberian Huskies. On our first outing, the dogs took off at turbo speed. Charlie gripped the handlebar. I sat catatonic in the sled. Somewhere along the wooded trail, I hollered for him to stop. Charlie did, but the team had other ideas. While Charlie and I argued over our options, the dogs snapped the line and bolted without us. We found them an hour later, tangled and on the road. We continued to get schooled, and are still getting schooled, in worn-out snaps, group dog dynamics, wooden doors, plastic buckets, and harnesses. For example, Charlie missed taking off Shaggy's harness after a night run, and so Shaggy ate it. The result? A $773 vet bill for harness removal. And as these things often go, 1 year after that first outing, I was pregnant. Raising and handling kids and dogs soon got tangled into one fast-paced ride. Caroline took her first dog sled ride in utero. Once she was born, she rode in my arms, enveloped in blankets. Once she could sit, she would ride in the sled, first alone, then with her younger brother. At 9, Caroline announced that she wanted to run in the Apostle Island Sled Dog Race. She had never run dogs alone, and the race was only 2 weeks away. We'd stayed involved with the race, but as volunteer handlers, not competitors. I said yes. And so I stood with Charlie and my son Jackson at the starting gate, watching as Caroline, who didn't weigh much more than a bag of dog food, flew out of sight. I replayed all that could go wrong until 1 long hour later, she crossed the finish line. Last year, Caroline participated in her third race. She lost her team when they took off after a red squirrel. Caroline's friend and fellow racer Greta passed by and offered a ride. Powered by four dogs, the two of them flew down the trail until they caught up with her team. Caroline took third place, Greta first. Girl power meets dog power. There's little logic to having a team of sled dogs. Having a kennel is money and time, noise and chaos, and lots of floating fur. But after the race, I listened to my fearless daughter, who is crouched on her knees accepting kisses and licks from her team, recounting her backcountry adventure, and it all makes complete and total sense.
Julie Buckles is the author of Paddling to Winter. Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik, and it's a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more online at wisconsinlife.org.
Joining us now to tell us more about the Apostle Island Sled Dog Race is Kelly Linehan, Marketing and Events Manager for the Bayfield Chamber and Visitor Bureau. Kelly, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Can you tell us a little bit about the history of this sled dog race?
Sure. So we're in our 21st year, and that little excerpt that you played by Julie there kind of, I think, touches on the history of it. The race itself started on Madeline Island, which is the largest of the Apostle Islands, which is why it's called the Apostle Island Sled Dog Race. And over the course of the past 21 years, it's moved around a little bit in the area, and now it's actually based out of Bayfield, the Echo Valley Gravel Pit, which is just north of Bayfield, and so that's where the race takes place. And it's now on the mainland instead of out on the Apostle Islands, but you can see the Apostle Islands from many places along the race course.
How many competitors are there, and where do they come from?
They come from all over the Midwest in Canada. In fact, this is the largest sled dog race in the Midwest. Right now, we have about 30 mushers registered. Last year, we had 55, and so right now is the time when the mushers are kind of looking at the conditions, and I think we'll probably get a flood of them in this week because the race is coming up on Saturday and Sunday.
Is this just one race, or are there different tracks or distances?
It's actually a series of five different races, and they all leave almost at the same time from the Echo Valley Gravel Pit north of Bayfield. The longest and largest race is a 10-dog race, and the race goes on Saturday and Sunday, and it's a 40-mile loop that they do each day. So they start on Saturday morning, they do a 40-mile loop, they come back, and then on Sunday morning, they go out and they do that 40-mile loop again. There's also a 6-dog race, which is a 30-mile loop, which constitutes a 60-mile race over the course of the 2 days. There's a sportsman's loop, which is usually about 20 miles, so it's 40 miles over the course of the 2 days. And then we also have the family and rec race, which takes place just on Saturday. And that is a less competitive race, and it's also for families, parents, and children. And then on Sunday, we have the youth race, which is mushers under the age of 18 only.
So if you want to check this thing out and you're not a musher, is it fun to watch just as a spectator?
It's so much fun. I can't even put it into words how fun it is. The energy at the race start is absolutely electric with all the dogs and the people. We have, in order to make this race happen, we rely very heavily on volunteers. And along with the mushers who come from all over the Midwest and Canada, we have volunteers coming from all over the country and even the world. We have some from Europe this year, actually. And so we have all these people coming from all over the place to participate in this race. The dogs are excited. They're singing. They're dancing. They're ready to run. And to see them actually take off from the race start, which starts at 10, and as all the teams kind of roll out over the course of the morning, goes until about noon, is just a phenomenal sight. And it's almost impossible to put it into words. And once they actually hit that course and they're out running, then we actually have two additional spectator sites along the way, along those loops. And so you can then head out to those spectator sites and see the dogs as they kind of come flying through as they've hit their stride. So it's a very different experience to watch them leave from the race start, then head out to the spectator sites and watch them as they're in the middle of their competition.
Talking to Kelly Linehan from the Bayfield Chamber and Visitor Bureau about the Apostle Island Sled Dog Race taking place up north this weekend. What are the routes like? I don't know if I'm not a musher myself. I don't know if you are, but are these seen as grueling routes or kind of flat, but a good distance, 30, 40 miles a day? What do the mushers encounter as they're out there?
They see a lot of different sorts of conditions, and I think this race is kind of considered to be a fun run because if you know anything about sled dog races, which it's very interesting and kind of a little bit of an obscure thing, is you have like the world famous Iditarod race and one that's kind of similar to it that goes in northern Minnesota called the Bear Grease. And those are kind of considered to be marathon races. And so they start from one point, and then they usually go hundreds of miles. The Iditarod goes over 1,000. The Bear Grease goes almost 400. They start from one point, and then they go on a marathon all the way until they get to the end. Our race is shorter. So like I said, the longest race is a 40-mile loop that is done over the course of 2 days. But they get to experience all different kinds of terrain. And so this is really kind of seen as a fun run. It's not hyper-competitive. There's all kinds of different levels of mushers, and they get to experience the different terrains. And it's really a good workout for their dogs as well.
So these are huskies we're talking about, right?
Not exclusively. That would definitely usually be the main type of dog, but there's all kinds of different dogs. In fact, there's one team that races every year. They're called Racy's Rescues, and they're made up all of rescue dogs. And so there are actually a couple of huskies in there that had been rescued from kennel situations, unsafe kennel situations, but they're not all huskies, but they're all rescue dogs.
Kelly, I got to ask, you're up in the area, have you ever gotten out on a sled and done some mushing?
I have, absolutely. It's really a very, very fun and interesting experience. It's quintessential wintertime activity up here.
Is it hard? I mean, if you wanted to try it and you found yourself a team that you could borrow and get a little guidance, is it something that you could maybe get at least a little bit of a run in on your first try?
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, we have a local outfitter up here. They're called Wolf Song Adventures in Mushing, and they will take you out. They'll take you out for a morning trip, an afternoon trip. They'll even do overnight winter camping trips with you. And they have all the dogs, and they have all the gear, and they'll have a guide to take you out, to show you what to do, give you the training and the language to use with the dogs, how to use the sled, and, also gear to suit yourself up, appropriate boots and mittens and stuff like that. I would highly, highly recommend it. It's an absolutely wonderful way to get out and experience the wintertime, experience the forests, and to be pulled by under power by a team of dogs who have their own personalities, and they know the trail as well as anybody, and they know what they're doing. It's just a really fascinating, interesting, worthwhile experience.
Kelly, sounds fun. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
That's Kelly Linehan. She's the Marketing and Events Manager for the Bayfield Chamber and Visitor Bureau. We've been talking about the Apostle Island Sled Dog Race, which takes place this weekend in Bayfield.